A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our Fitwell segment on Money FM 89.3. I'd like to welcome Royston Wee, Singaporean MMA fighter and coach. He's noted as being the first and only Singaporean fighter to be signed by Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, a few years ago. It's good to see you.
Good morning, Jason.
So, big question is, are we going to see a comeback from Royston Wee after your 2014-2015 fighting career? You're focusing on being a coach. Tell us what you're up to at the moment.
This past few years, I've been busy teaching. You know, I'm running around a few gyms in Singapore. And sometimes when I'm in Bangkok, I teach a little bit over there as well. So a lot of people have been asking me, when are you going to fight again? And some they think that, I'm retiring and stuff like this. This has never been on my mind to retire, you know. It's just that the timing and the offer wasn't what I want. And I want to make smart decisions. So if the offer is good, then yeah, you'll see me come back for sure.
Well, you're just turning 32 this month,
yep.
So you're still quite young, especially looking in the great shape that you're in.
Thank you.
You know, when you look back on your career and you look at that period of 2014, 2015, where you were an active UFC fighter, what do you think about now, several years later, in retrospect?
Definitely, after the experience in the UFC, things has changed. You know, my perspective to training has changed. I've been on the big stage, overseas and in Singapore. I think I gained a lot of experience and wisdom. So my approach to training, my approach to teaching, details, everything is much better than what I was before. And I believe now, if I were to come back, I'm definitely a much smarter, better fighter. And I'm still 32, you know.
Do you think physically you're much different to what you were like in your 20s? Being someone that's obviously learned a lot about nutrition and training and working as a coach?
Definitely. Like I said, fighting at the highest level, you know, you need to watch everything. And along the way, your perspective, you know, kind of widened. So when I was in my young 20s, I don't think I know what proper training really is. I just watch off YouTube and, so I'm going to do like this, you know. But when I really get the right coaches, I meet the right people along the way, and I'm thankful for them, you know. They are the one that open up doors for me to know what training is like, how it should be, and also my psychological coach, you know.
Mm. Yeah. How did you fall into it? You know, how did you get into MMA initially? Because it's been quite a long time when you first took those first steps.
Initially, I wanted to. I was never a fit kid, you know. I was really scrawny. I probably fall sick every other week, you know. So I needed to catch up on my studies. So right after I finished polytechnic, you know, I decided, hey, since I have some free time, buffer time, before I joined the National Service, I decided to join a gym, like a martial arts gym. And then from there on, you know, I train every day, twice, sometimes three times a day, 6 days a week. And I fell in love with the sport, not just for fitness-wise, but looking at my coaches, looking at the Ultimate Fighter at that point of time, I decided, hey, you know, if I could do it, that would be great. And that's where I am now.
Speaking to Royston Wee, Singaporean MMA fighter and coach, he was the first and only Singaporean to be signed by Ultimate Fighting Championship, or UFC. So what were you like at school when it came to sports? Were you very gifted? You told me off air you played soccer, but did something, you know, fight sports attract you at that time?
Fighting, it's funny, you know, but it attracted me, you know, I think it attracted a lot of young boys when they were young, especially
like martial arts movies and all that.
In a way, you know, and also when they're growing up, you know, the hormones and everything. Sometimes, you know, when you're young, you fight in school and stuff like that. I have my own few fights in school, you know, like every other young boys, you know.
And you can handle yourself?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, no.
What's the win-loss record in the playground?
Wow.
Don't worry, you don't have to answer that.
But, and then, you know, in Singapore, we have like Pasar Malam, right?
Of course, yeah.
Those night markets. And back in those days, they have those like pirated VCDs,
yeah,
and yep, all.
Yep. Have them in Malaysia so, as well. Malaysia and Singapore.
Yeah, when I was walking past and I saw the UFC.
Ah.
I was like only, what, 13, 14? And I saw the UFC like way early.
That's very early days
the brutal,
MMA.
Yeah, isn't it? And I was like, wow, that's scary, but that's interesting as well. And because I was never gifted in soccer. I was never gifted in fitness. Like I said, I was scrawny, you know. And I was never gifted in studies. So I had to focus on my studies, really. And right after I finished my O-levels, my polytechnic, my diploma, then I decided, hey, you know, probably I could go full-time into this.
Yeah. Speaking to Royston Wee, Singaporean MMA fighter and coach. So that amazing thing of being signed up by UFC and becoming the first Singaporean. What was it like, your first fight within UFC, and how did you feel?
When I first received the news that I'm going to fight in the UFC rather than in the Ultimate Fighter that I was supposed to be in, I was excited, man, because that's my dream, you know. I thought I would need to go to the Ultimate Fighter first and all this, but... Yeah. I got in straight, you know, to the UFC.
So you jumped a step, really, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, I was in China alone for more than 3 weeks, you know, and then finally they decided, hey, you know, we're going to do a show in Singapore. We've seen you perform in the tryouts. You know, why not? You'd be the first Singaporean. I was like, happy, for sure. All I wanted to do was to fight in the UFC to get as much experience as I can. And I didn't care about anything else. Right after I came back to Singapore. And then I realized, you know, the media, the cameras, and I have to do a lot of PR. And the nerve starts getting on to me, you know. And that's where I decided to get in a psychological coach.
And how did the psychological coach help you?
His name is Edgar Tam, and he helps me a lot. He helps a lot of national athletes as well, actually. But he kind of just opened up doors for me. And I did a lot of mental conditioning, imaging and stuff like this. And I never felt better when I step out in MBS, Marina Bay Sands, you know.
Yeah.
I fought twice before in Malaysia. It was a small-scale fight. I was so scared. I was young. I trained really hard. I thought, as long as I have cardio, I'm going to win, you know. But it was so different. Mm. But when I step out in the MBS... everything felt so relaxed, so calm. You know, I could listen at my corner man, and I could listen to my opponent's corner man. You know, and that's how relaxed I felt. So the mental aspect really is, in fact, I feel more important than just the physical aspect.
And that was your debut fight, January 4, 2014, if I'm not mistaken. And you won that fight, right?
Yes, I did.
So talk about that fight. How did it go?
While I was waiting at the locker room, to be honest, because I caught a cold, you know. I had a little bit of flu. I was coughing a little bit.
It's not good, is it?
Yeah, so like there were a few fighters in the locker room and I was warming up and my throat was dry. So I was like warming up a little bit, coughing, take a break, a little bit more, take a break. And I start hearing, you know, people, fighters from the other locker room psyching themselves up. So they were like, you know, screaming, you know. And I was thinking to myself, oh no,
what am I?
what am I doing here? Yeah. You know, like is this it? Is this real? Mm. So jitters start building up. But like right when they call me and when I walk out and waited for my turn to make my entrance, right? I saw my opponent in front of me. I was like, oh my God, it's real.
Yeah.
You know, I slapped myself a little bit. It's real. And he walked out. And right when it was my turn, my song came out. Everything changed.
Something clicked.
Yeah, something clicked. It felt just right. I don't care about anything else. I was just, all I want to do is beat him. I was so focused. But at the same time, I wasn't tunnel vision to the point where I can't hear, can't see,
You're
can't
still
feel.
Aware of what's around you.
Yeah. And weeks before, you know, 1 week before when I met him, you know, and stuff like this, I already did my psychological warfare and strategy and it worked. So I was really glad everything just went smoothly, even though there were some hiccups here and there. But it was the best feeling ever.
What would you say your greatest win was? Was it that win in the UFC? What's your greatest achievement, you think, during your couple of years there?
I would say, of course, winning in Singapore, that was one of the greatest win, greatest feeling. But to me, really, was the fight after when I was in Macau. I was fighting a China opponent, you know. I won via split decision.
Mm-hmm. You broke your nose, right?
Yeah, I broke my nose from there. And also the upcoming trainings, you know. Because I was supposed to fight in Adelaide a couple months before. Mm-hmm. So I was preparing for that. And then they said, hey, we're going to call that off. We're going to postpone and wait for the next one. So I didn't want to like lay off right away. Mm-hmm. So I train hard and then I kind of maintain a little bit. And then when the intensity is going down, they gave me, hey, this is your opponent, Macau, blah, 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 this date. So I couldn't really take a break. And my training camp kind of extended from what I usually do, 2 months, to about 4 months. And trust me, training camp, if you have a training camp, it's really high intensity. Mm-hmm. And 4 months can really wear you down.
It's a long time.
Physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't take a break, you know, because it's too messy. Mm-hmm. That's one thing before the fight. And during the fight, you know, I went out the first round I'm not sure which part of the first round, but I got punched in my right eye. The knuckle went, two knuckles went straight into my right eye.
Wow.
And somewhere half of the first round, I couldn't see.
Wow.
So I was fighting
in the first round.
Yes, right in the first round. And I couldn't see, you know. People were saying, like, maybe, you know, they see double vision. Trust me when I tell you I see triple vision. I'm serious. So I couldn't really do what I need to do in the first round, you know. Mm. So, you know, I was glad. I think I took him down. And in the first round, I was able to kind of maintain the situation. But at the same time, I broke my nose. Mm. So when I went back after the first round, with blurred vision and a broken nose. I couldn't breathe off my nose. And I had to carry on because I know I want to win. So I carried on the second round and the third round with one eye and with a broken nose.
And you still won on a split decision.
Yes, and I still won, you know. And to me, yes, that is the greatest win because I overcome obstacles, you know. Mm. I didn't give up.
That was August the 23rd, 2014. You defeated Yao Zhukai on a split decision, China opponent, as we mentioned, in Macau. So now, as you look forward, you're about to turn 32. What would you say your remaining goals are in your competitive sporting life?
Like I said, you know, right now, the past few years, especially this couple of years, I've been so busy just teaching, you know, around in Singapore, Impact MMA, Triple Fit, and I'm also teaching a little bit in Bangkok as well.
That's exciting.
The MMA scene is growing over there, you know, and that's pretty much my life now. And I still put in my training as much as I can on a daily basis. It's just not as high of an intensity as I wish I want to. But I'm still acquiring new skills. You know, I'm still training with the fighters. I'm still learning new things each and every day, you know. And when you learn, when you pick up new skills, techniques, wisdom and everything, it stays in you forever. And I think that's my competitive advantage, you know. I'm healthy. I'm healthy, but I'm especially in the mind. So if I would make a comeback again, the offer is good, I would come back and fight, all I got to do is to condition myself physically, because technically and mentally, I'm there. So I just need to condition myself physically for the fight and, of course, strategize, analyze the fighter itself, the opponent itself, you know. So I think it's fine.
So that's the word from Royston Wee, groundbreaking Singaporean MMA fighter and coach. He may make a comeback, so watch this space. Royston, thank you for being our guest on our Fitwell segment here on Money FM.
Thank you, Jason, for having me here.